It was a fabulous victory, fabulous team performance. Every man fought tooth and nail out there today, you know, and it was just a credit to every one of those players. You know, they weren't going to leave this behind them today, and, you know, they were just fabulous. I haven't got words to describe, you know, the way I feel for these fellas.
Yeah, you put in a big effort this year and all paid off with your victory now, playing 2B Division hurling next season.
That's it. That was our goal, you know. That was our goal last year. You know, we said, right, we're going to go out and try and win the league and get promoted. Unfortunately, we fell at the hurdle last year, you know, and we regrouped and we said, look, we're going to give this another go. We're going to get to the final. We're going to win the promotion, you know, and we stuck to our words and we've done it here today.
And you did it in the second half with 14 men.
That's right. You know, Boer James Donnelly got sent off just before half-time, you know. I thought it was a very harsh call, you know, and... Look, we said in the dressing room, 14 men, 13 men, it didn't matter, you know, we were going to bring this to the very, very end, you know, and if anything, it spurred the fellas on, like, you know, and they really upped the performance and they just never give up, give 100% the whole 35 minutes.
And how important is it for Donegal playing Division 2B hurling next season?
This is a great step up for Donegal hurling, you know. I've said it before, you know, these fellas are long enough playing Division 3 and Division 4 hurling, you know, and it's time now for them, you know, that they're, I think they're well able to make the step up now, you know, and compete against Armagh and Mayo and Kildare and all those kind of teams, you know, because, you know, these boys are special, I think, you know, and they're going to put in the work, I think, next year again, like, you know, and they'll want to survive in that league, you know, and you're only going to learn to play better hurling by playing better teams, and that's where we're at.
You put in a big effort for the last couple of years. Can you build on it?
Oh, we can build on it, surely. Like, you know, it's a young squad. You know, there's not too many guys, you know, ready to retire, especially now, you know, and, you know, we can build on it. Like, I think there's 800 or 900 21s in this panel here, and, you know, you have a lot of well-seasoned campaigners, you know, they're still in their late 20s, you know, so there's another 2 or 3 in this years in this panel, and I think, you know, that they can make the step up.